Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We're holding the third line from the top of the Amud. Boy Minei Meirav Sheishes Orel Mahu B'Meiser. We learned at the beginning of our perek that an orel may not eat truma. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Beferish, but we had a machloikis whether you learn it from Pesach, Toshav Besacha, the Gzeira Shava, or whether we go and learn it from Ish, like Rabbi Kiva said, Ish. From Asher Tru Aizov, Bakodesh Mayoichal, etc., etc. And now the Gemara is clarifying, what about an oral eating Maaser Sheni? Normally, when you find in Shas the word Maaser alone, in these types of circumstances, it's referring to Maaser Sheni. The reason is because Maaser Sheni has a higher degree of Kedusha than Chulin, but less than that of Truma. Maaser Sheni, as we all know, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. And if you cannot take it to Yerushalayim, you have to be poided. Mashenkin, of course, Chulin, or for that matter, even Maaser Rishon, where they don't have similar limitations or restrictions. We learned back in Maseches Chagiga, as you'll recall, that if a person went to the mikveh and he only had in mind for Chulin, it doesn't automatically authorize him to eat Maaser Sheni. And if he had in mind for Maaser Sheni, it doesn't authorize him to eat Truma, and so on and so forth. So we see that Maaser Sheni has a degree of Kedusha. Another halach is that one cannot eat a Maaser Sheni when a person is an oinei, le'achalti v'oinei mimenu. So now the Gemara is asking, what about an orel? Can orel eat Maaser Sheni? And what's the shayla? The shayla is, ki heichi diyalef pesach mimaser le'inyen aninus, yalef nami maser mipesach le'inyen arelis. What's the Gemara saying? Just like we say, that we learn Pesach from Maaser le'inyan aninus. Now, what does that mean? We learn Pesach from Maaser le'inyan aninus. Maaser, there's a befeirish pasuk li'achalti v'oinei mimenu in Masechtas Zvachim, and we'll have later on as well in our Gemaras today, tomorrow, etc. We learn Pesach as well as all karbonos a kal v'chomer from Maaser Sheni. What's the kal v'chomer? Because Maaser Sheni is Maaser Sheni, but our korban is the kodshim. And Kodshim, of course, is much more chomor than Maaser Sheni. The Gemara is going to tell us on the Amud Beis numerous halachas that apply to Kodshim that don't apply to Maaser Sheni, such as Pigel and Noiser, etc. So, therefore, if Maaser Sheni has this limitation that you cannot eat it, but Aninos, the Chayda, the same thing should apply, and we learn from Maaser Sheni with such a Kal B'chomer, that a Karban Pesach you also cannot eat when you're an Oinen. So just like we learn Pesach from Maaser, Maaser is Kal. Pesach is Chomer. So we learn from a Kal B'chomer l'inyan aninus that just like Maaser, an Oinen cannot eat Maaser Sheni, an Oinen cannot eat from Karban Pesach, or for that matter, other Kodshim. So Yalef Nami Maaser mi Pesach. Let's now learn the other way around. Maaser from Pesach, le'inyan arelis. That just like by Pesach it says, kol orel lo yoichal boy, same thing as a Maaser Sheni. Say the same thing, then orel cannot go and eat Maaser Sheni. Oy Dilma, or perhaps, chomur mi kal yolif, kal me chomur lo yolif. Since we're learning a kal v'chomer from Maaser to Pesach, Pesach obviously more chomer, that would be appropriate to go and therefore to be marib ba'aninus. But the other way around, to learn Maaser from Pesach, the reason why by Pesach it says v'chal orel lo yoichal boy, because Karban Pesach is big time, it's heavy duty. We're talking about Karban, a karbonos.
Karis is the one karbonos.
As well, yes, as well. Masha enke Maaser, that none of that applies. So how can you learn Maaser from Pesach? And that's what the Gemara is asking. Oidim v'chomer mikal yalif, chomer mikal, that's every kal v'chomer that you have in Shas, you're learning the chomer from the kal, which is easy. You're going from the lower to the higher and the upgrade. And you say, ma'adach the kal, is the chavada the chomer. But kal mi chomer le'yalif, but you can't go learn kal from chomer. In fact, this is so surprising, it's hard to understand what the Gemara Shaila is. You can't learn a backwards kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer I've heard, but I've never heard of a chomer of a kal. Go and learn from the fact that something is chomer that you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z. So probably the kal is the same thing. No, the kal is kal by definition. So the Gemara on the surface is a little shver. This is not my kasha. This is in fact the Toisis is kasha. See the second Toisis, kal mechomer le'yalifim toimer. Maimi boy le pshita. Heichin elef kal mechomer. You can learn the chomer from the kal, but you can't learn the kal from the chomer. V'yesh v'yma that the Gemara shayla is the mesabkele. Or maybe it's what the Tosis is saying is, although the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Kuf Aleph assumes that we learn all Karbonos Mimaiser based on a Kal V'Chomer, like we just said before, because Maaseh Sheni is much more Kal, and Karbonos are much more Chomer, but there's a Svara to go and say, maybe there's also a separate drasha that you learn Pesach from Maaseh because of the similarity of the words Mimenu. What are the words Mimenu? When it comes to Maaseh Sheni, we have the pasuk V'Yachalti V'Oini Mimenu. So it says already one time Mimenu. And then when it comes to Karban Pesach, we have actually three times it says the word Mimenu. In fact, the Gemara references it tomorrow on Daf Ayin Dalit, two lines before the wide lines. By Karban Pesach, it says three times the word Mimenu. Where does it say three time Mimenu? Al toichlu Mimenu. No. Uvashal b'vushal b'moyim. V'lo yisisiru Mimenu ad boiker. V'ano yisir Mimenu ad boiker b'etchishar. So you see, we got plenty of Mimenus. So we got Mimenus by Pesach. We got a Mimenu, l'yachalti v'oini Mimenu by Maaseh Sheni. So maybe we're learning the Gzeir Shava. So that's what the Gemara's Shaila is. When they asked Rav Sheshes, Olamah v'maiser, what they were asking is, what's the real drasha that tells us that Pesach is osur to eat baninus? Is it based on a kal v'chomer? And if so, then would only pass to go and learn Pesach from Maaser, and not Maaser from Pesach, because that's not a kal v'chomer, that's a chomer v'kal. On the other hand, if you're going to tell me that we're learning it mimenu, mimenu, which is a gzeir shava, no. So just like I learned gzeir shava Pesach from Maaser, then if from the same gzeir shava I can learn Maaser from Pesach. And also the Gemara Shaila. So he answered him, Tabisua, let's bring a raya from Masechtas Bikurim. And now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim in the second perek. It's a fairly lengthy Mishnah. As you'll see, it's a relatively easy Mishnah. And we'll see what the raya is. What does it say there in the Mishnah? It's Masechtas Bikurim. So the Mishnah tells us Hatruma v'Habikurim have certain similarities that Maaseh Sheni does not have. At the end of the Mishnah, it says that there's certain similarities that Maaser and Bikurim have that Truma does not have. We're going to get to that shortly. But first, let's look at the ratio of the Mishnah. HaTruma, VaHaBikurim, Chayovan Aleihem, Misa, VaChoymish, etc. Now, why do Truma and Bikurim have the same halacha, legabe all those things that we're soon going to enumerate? Because Truma, of course, is called Truma in the Torah. Truma's the goncha, tiroishcha, v'yitzarecha. And also, we find the word truma, legabi bikurim. It says, usrumas yodecha. Where does it say usrumas yodecha? We'll see in Mitzvah on the Yom Beis. It's a pasuk, lusuchal, lecho bisharecha, mas, the goncha, v'yitzarecha, v'yitzarecha, uvachayit bakarecha, v'yitzarecha, v'chon the derecha, shetidor, v'ndu dvaisecha, usrumas yodecha. And that's rumas yodecha is referring to bikurim. So since the Torah refers to it as truma, there are many halachas which apply to truma and apply to Bikur. One of those is Chayoven Alehen Misa. Now, who's Chayv Alehen Misa?
Zar.
Number one is Zar. For some reason, Rashi doesn't talk about a Zar. Rashi talks about here a Tameh. If you look at seven lines from the top of the Amid, Misa, Tameh Hu Oichle. Even a Kohen who is Tameh, Chas V'Sholem, he gets Misa B'dei Shemoyim Kidachsev, who may Sivoy Kiyachalalu. If you're Mechalit by eating it, Tumah, meaning that the coin is tummy, and he eats the truma, then the din of Misa. Rashi elsewhere, when he brings this, in explaining this Gemara, refers to the fact that by a zar who eats it, b'mezid, is chayav Misa. And in fact, the Rishash in the back of the Gemara asks, why does Rashi focus on the tummy? Why don't we talk about the zar? Ayin shah. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so there's a din of Misa. If you have either a zar or a tummy eating truma, or bikurim, is a chiyamisa b'dei shemay. But that doesn't apply to Maaseh Sheni. If a person is tummy and eats Maaseh Sheni, no dinamisa. And then the same thing is the gabi, the din of choymish. What means choymish? If you have a zar who eats b'shoyge truma or bikurim, till now we spoke about a mezid fellow. Now we're talking about a shoygeg fellow. Person by accident didn't realize There was truma on the table. He didn't know it. Didn't look like truma. There was no sign this is truma. After all, truma bread, truma challah, truma wine looks exactly the same as chulin bread, challah, wine. Only difference is this is imbued with truma kedusha because the farmer who originally had the tevel, he was mafresh 2% or whatever for truma and therefore became truma. But the other 98% looks exactly the same. In fact, if it looked different, there would be a shaila whether you can go and use the same for being made him truma in the first place, because you have to do a min al minay. You can't go and take onions for potatoes or apples. Wheat for barley or whatever. So therefore, if a person bishogeg ate truma, he has to pay back the full amount of the keren, as well as he has to add a chaymish. You don't pay it back in money, you pay it back in chulin product, and then that chulin then becomes transformed miraculously into truma, and you have to add an additional fifth, which is really a quarter, because mileh, milbar, milagav. Fine. But this only applies to truma, because it doesn't apply to maaser sheni.
That's true for a zar. Does a tameh who eats truma b'shogeg have to pay a chomesh because he ate it illegally? Is it considered like a tameh is like a zar for the mamonos aspect?
I don't think so, but I don't know. And the Mishnah continues, v'asurim lezarim. The truma and bikurim cannot be eaten by a zar, but it can be eaten by a maaser sheni can be eaten by a zar. L'choyer, the word v'asurim lezarim are unnecessary, because we just said not only is it also lezar, but if b'meizid and yavnisa, and if b'shoyik is a choymish, why does it have to repeat b'asur lezar? So Rashi is bothered by this kasha. Rashi doesn't ask it in the form of im toymar or v'yesh toymar, but Rashi says it comes to tell you so kadaita chamina that maybe a person who is tameh is not allowed to eat from maaser sheni. He doesn't have a din of misa, he doesn't have a din of choymish, but he's not allowed to. Even if you happen to be a czar meaning any Jew, any person, can easily eat maaser sheni, and there is no issue whatsoever. If you look at the Rashi of Choymish, 5-6 lines into the narrow lines, czar ho oichon b'shogig has to go and pay a choymish. Avot maaser sheni, loy, do czarim achli le. A czar is allowed to eat it lechatchila, no problem. Yeah, there is an inyan of choymish lagabe maser sheni. If you don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim, you can go and be poided. Yeah, that choymish there is, but the choymish that we're talking about is about a person eating it b'shoyke. And continues on the Mishnah, v'hein nichsei koyin. The truma and bikurim are nichsei koyin maser inkin maser sheni. Meaning, if somebody gave a koyin truma or bikurim, that koyin can take the truma bikurim and use it. Says Rashi, the kaddish ben asisha. The Kohen didn't have a ring. He comes to the Chasana. He has a young lady who's willing to get married, and he hands over to her a bushel of a truma wheat or barley or whatever. That works, because then Nechsei Kohen. However, it doesn't work when it comes to Maaser Sheni, because Maaser Sheni is, according to this man, the Omar, Momin Gevoyahu. The only heter that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives is that if you take it to Yerushalayim, you can go and eat it. But that's it. It doesn't belong to you. It's Mom and Gavoya. That Mom and Gavoya, I can't go and be Makadosh as Isha with Mom that doesn't belong to me. So this is Vein Yechzi Koin. Again, Truma Bikurim, Masha Enke Masha Shaini. V'yoylem Bi'echad Umeya. What happens if you have Truma that gets mixed into Chulin? Same thing applies to Bikurim, gets mixed into Chulin. And now everything has become Truma Dik and Bikurim. And Truma Bikurim can only be eaten by a Koin. As we just said, it's also a Zorim. So what happens if I have a huge amount of Chulin and I have some Truma that fell in? Does that mean I lose all of that and I have to give it to the Koin or sell it to him at greatly discounted prices? After all, Truma is worth on the market much, much less than chulin, simply because there is a much greater supply than there is a demand. So what can I do? So the answer is, if I have 101 pieces of chulin, or parts of chulin, vis-a-vis one part of truma, bikurim, it becomes bottle, bi'echad, the mayor, and 101. Masa inke, masa sheni, you don't need 101, you just need roiv. If you have, excuse me, roiv of chulin and a miut of maaser sheni, becomes batel b'roiv, you don't need 101. Ut'inen rechitzas yodayim, if you want to go and eat truma or bikurim, says Rashi, even if you want to eat peirois, you have to wash your hands first. Why? Because as you know from the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, one of the takonis that they made with Stam Yodayim Shomayis, hey? And so therefore, everybody, even the Kohen Gadol's hands, you have to assume that they are Tomei, not a heavy-duty Tomei, but Tumas Shnias. To take away that Tomei, you don't have to go to the mikvah. All you have to do is wash your hands. And you need that before you eat Truma or Bikurim. Masha Enke, the person wants to eat either Masha Sheni or Chulin, and he's eating Peiros. We're not talking about washing for bread. He wants to eat Peiros. And he says, oh, for Peiros, I got to wash my hands. Says the Gemara, Masech Tes Chulin, Hanoitul Yodav LePeiros, Harizem Migase Horuach. This is a person that has some arrogance or haughtiness in him. Because that's not what we do. We don't wash for Peiros. We only wash if it's Truma or Bikurim. That requires Rechitas Yodai. And finally, we have Herev Shemesh. Herev Shemesh, we all know from the first Mishnah Mesachtes, Brachos, that if you have a Kohen that became Tameh, and he went to the mikveh, when he goes to the mikveh, he has to wait now. Can he eat Truma immediately? Daniel, can the Kohen eat Truma immediately after he goes to the mikveh?
No.
He has to wait until Herev
Shemesh.
Herev Shemesh, and that entire time he's called a Tvul Yoim, exactly like we learned yesterday. Beautiful. So Zog the Gemara, all of that applies, Ari Eilu Betruma Bikurim, that a coin that became Tomei, he's got to wait until Herev Shemesh. Mashenki Mamaser, if a person was Tomei, and he went to the mikveh, and he's a Tvul Yoim, you can eat Maser immediately. In fact, you can eat Maser generally. So this individual doesn't have to wait for Herev Shemesh. So now, that's a beautiful list. What does it have to do with us? Says the Gemara, I'm going to bring a raya now to the shaila that was asked for Rav Sheshes. What did we ask? Orel mahu b'maisa. Can an orel eat maisa sheni? Zok yetzimor avim isa. If you're going to go and tell me that an orel is allowed to eat maisa sheni, so why doesn't the Mishnah say I have another case that distinguishes between truma and bikurim and maisa? Nisni orel osir behen. That an oral is not allowed to eat truma bikurim. Truma we learned from the two drushes, either the toish of the sachir or from the ish. Oral is not allowed to eat truma. Mashen ki b'maser, but the oral is allowed to eat maser sheini. Is l'choyer raya, since it doesn't say that, it would appear that an oral cannot eat maser sheini, just like he cannot eat the truma and the bikurim. Oh, so we can be poisher ar shayla. How did we learn that halacha? Like we said in the Toysin before, we'd have learned it mimenu from Pesach, just like with Pesach, a chol orel lo yoichel. But here too, an orel cannot eat maser sheni, I can be poishet my shayla. Says the Gemara, no, you really can't. Because Tana b'shayah, this was not intended to be an exhaustive list, this was intended to be examples of the chumris that Truma Bikurim have over maser sheni, but there might be others which were not listed in the Mishnah, such as the orel. Now, whenever we have such a teretz of Tana b'shayir, the Gemara always pops up and says, "Umay shayir dahay shayir." If you tell me that there's at least one other case that was left out, okay, so then you can tell me this case was left out as well. However, "Umay shayir dahay shayir," can you find me something else that was left out of the list? And the Gemara says, "In the Reisha, I in fact do not have anything that was left out, but." Shayer de Konatoni Sefer. There are those cases which were left out in the Sefer, as we will see in a moment. And so therefore, since I see that Rabbeinu HaKodesh, when he put together this Mishnah, he wasn't so particular about having every single example possible, because in the Sefer he left out some cases. So in the Reishi also left out a case. Now where are the cases in the Sefer? So the same Mishnah continues on. Yesh v'masa bikurim masha inkim betruma. What are those? Shahamaiser vahabikurim tuunin havas mokum. Well, this is a very simple one. Everybody knows Maser Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim. And bikurim not only to Yerushalayim, it has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Exactly. And you have to give it to the Kohanim, and they have to put it on the ground, and you have Yishtach HaVisal, and they have Lekecha. They got some Maser. Yeah, Hanocha, Binachta, Binichoy. Anyway, so bottom line is, both Maser Bikurim have a requirement of voice mokum. However, if you have a Kohen who is living in Tel Aviv, or in Haifa, or Bnei Brak, or wherever, and he has some truma, he doesn't have to bring it to Yerushalayim, he can eat it wherever he is. So that's one chuma, maisa and bikurim. Another chuma, utu'unin vidui. Now, we think of vidui of meaning a confession. When the Gemara uses the term vidui by maisa and by bikurim, it's really meaning that the person has to make a statement. Now, those statements are brought in the beginning of Parshas Kisavai, where it says, legabe, the din of maisa, Bi'arti ha-kodesh men ha-bayis v'kam nesat v'lelevi l'agir li'osu l'amona chomitz v'asva asher t'vissoni li'achalti v'oini mimenu v'loi v'yaitu mimenu v'tomei etc. Shkivim ha-mkoshcha min ha-shamayim. That's what you say l'gabe the case of the mice. L'gabe the bikurim, one says hinei heveisius reishis priyo adoma asher nesat li etc. So there is a vidui, a statement that has to be made both when you art at the time of Biur, of Master Sheni, we're going to talk about Biur in a moment, as well as Bikurim when you bring the Bikurim to the base of Mikdash. But by Truma, we don't find any hidden Nibuchan or Mezuma in any Sukkim that you have to say. You just have to make a bracha when you want to eat it, but there's nothing else besides it. So, Tunim Vidoi, that's a Gena Chumra, a Maisa Bikurim, Masha Inke Mitruma. And what else is there? The Osili Oinan. And there are surely oinen, that an oinen is not allowed to go and eat from Master Sheni, because it says the yachal to be oinim in menu. And the Gemara is going to say in the Amud Beis that Bikurim has the same status like Maisa, because there's a hekish from Master Sheni to Bikurim in the pasuk leisucha lechol b'sharecha maser degoncha tiroishcha b'yitzarecha. And at the end of that same pasuk it says usru mas yadecha, which is referring to Bikurim. So we have a hekish to go and tell you that not only is Meiser Osrali Oinen, but even Bikurim is Osrali Oinen. Reb Shimon Mater, Reb Shimon disagrees on the Bikurim. He cannot disagree on the Meiser. That's a Befeidish Apostle, Liachalti Voinim Imenu. Then Oinen is not allowed to go and eat from Maser. Bikurim is a machloikis, whether or not you make the Hekish that we just referred to.
If it's using the word Truma, why are we making the Hekish to Bikurim?
Let's wait until the Amid Beis. Dikvimor v'chayavin bebiur. There's a din of biur. Now, what exactly does biur mean? Biur means that you're allowed to go. Let's start again. You have a farmer. Farmer, every single year, Baruch Hashem, he has his produce. It's called tevel. From that tevel, he has to be mafresh, truma, and maser rishon. And depending on the year, sometimes maser sheni, sometimes maser oni. And what does he have to do with all of that? Well, the truma you have to give to the kohen, and the maser rishon you have to give to the levi, and the maser sheni you have to bring to Yerushalayim, the maser oni you have to give to the aniyim, etc. But you don't have to do that on the first day. All this person wants to is to be able to go and eat the chulin contained within this tevel. So as soon as you did all of the hafroshos and you put them aside, you'll have a special corner, a special cubby hole, a special vault, whatever, one for truma and one's going to be for maser rishon, one going to be maser sheni, maser oni, whatever. I'm done. And now I can go and take the chulin and eat from it. Of course, you may have to process it into food, whatever it is, but the mice, you can already eat from it. When do I have to give the truma and the miser, etc.? When the coin arrives. There's no chiyuv for the farmer to go and run around and try to find the coin, knocking every, are you a coin? Are you a coin? Are you a coin? No, no such chiyuv. When the coin is going to arrive at the goyrin, or wherever this person lives, or wherever this person stores his truma and his miser, etc., whenever the truma arrives, then when the coin arrives, I'll either give it to him, or I'll tell him that I have makirei kuhuna, I have my best friend who's a coin, I'm going to give it to him, I'll split it, whatever. Same thing as when the levi comes, I'll give him the maser rishon, or I'll tell him I have an einikul who happens to be a levi. But the point is, there's no need to actually hand over the goods initially. You can hold on to it. The question is, how long can you hold on? Can you hold on to it forever? And the answer is no. And the Mishnah in Masechtas Maaser Sheni tells us that every fourth year and every seventh year, on Erev Pesach, when you're doing Biur Chametz, then you have to do Biur of all of those different hafrashes. Which means, not that you have to go quickly and burn all of the things, but rather, prior to that time, which is Pesach in the fourth year, and Pesach in the seventh year, which is Shemitah year, by that time, make sure that you've taken out all the truman, you've handed it over, and you take out the Maaser Rishon, you've handed it over, and the Maaser Sheni, you've taken to Yerushalayim, and so on and so forth. And in fact, when you take the Maaser Sheni, you're supposed to go and make a vidui. Now, this vidui, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Maaser Sheni, you don't say it on Erev Pesach. You give another week until the final day of Pesach. The reason for that is we give them an extension for the beer. If you didn't do the beer on Erev Pesach, we let them go to Yerushalayim and eat it quickly before the last day of Pesach. But the last day of Pesach, by that time, he had to either have taken to Yerushalayim and eaten it there, or if in fact he didn't, then he has to go and burn it, just like Bir Chumetz, you got to go and be Mavayir that Maaseh Sheni.
I mean, he burns this after Pesach or on?
Before. Either on Erev Pesach or during Chol HaMoed Pesach, before the last day of Yom Tov. And then on the last day of Yom Tov, Mismad, and then he says, Avidui, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. I got it out of the house.
I eliminated
it either through eating it or giving it to somebody else to eat it in Yerushalayim, or to go and burn it. Like if you see the last part of the Rashi, you look at the last two lines, Meilichon b'shlishis liYerushalayim, u'misvada bi'arta kodesh menabayis v'imloy ha'ilichon, and if he didn't, mispar b'chol mokash sheni, wherever he happens to be, wherever he has that maaser sheni, he has to go and b'mavayis, the dinner of beer. Yes, Rashi refers to Shana Shlishis to be a very, very shver Rashi, because the Mishnah Masechet Maaser Sheni says it's Shana Revias, and Tosis brings all to Shana Revias. Anyway, regardless, the point is that there is a special din of beer, and that din of beer applies not only to Maaser Sheni, it also applies to Bikurim, that you have to make sure that the Bikurim every year, you're supposed to l'chatchila bring your Bikurim before Sukkot or before Chanukah time, but if you held on to your Bikurim and you didn't bring it, you have until the Revias and the Shviyas. Masha'in came the Gabi Truma, that once you hand the Truma over to the Kohen can hold on to that Truma forever and ever. He doesn't have a requirement of eating it and consuming it by Revias and Shviyas by Pesach time. If he likes the Truma, he can put it in the freezer and hold on to it for a long period of time. So there's no din of beer there. And Reb Shimon Poiter. And Reb Shimon Patters, again, Reb Shimon is pattering only the Gabi Bikurim, not the Gabi, the din of Maaseh Sheni. Of course, by Maaseh Sheni, you have the specific statement that he has to make, Avidoi Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. And that Kodesh is referring to Maaseh Sheni. So you see, there's a din of beer. However, is there a similar din, the Gabi Bikurim? Reb Shimon says no, and the Tanna Kamma says yes. So this is the list that the Mishnah gives of the Chumras of Maaser Bikurim over Truma. So now the Gemara says, but what about two more Chumras, which we didn't mention? What are those two? Vilu Osir Levayir Mehen Bituma. Before we turn the page, what it means, Osir Levayir Mehen Bituma. What happens if you have Truma that became Tumeya, it became Tomei? I can no longer eat it, the Kohen can't eat it, but can he use it? And the answer is yes.
Asaka.
What does he use it for? Asaka, for making a fire, or havara, an appropriate thing to talk about today on Lag BaOmer, when people make hadlokas and havaras everywhere. So he's allowed to go and use it. So for instance, if he has moshul shemen shel truma, which became tamei, he's allowed to go and use it to make a fire. And what is he going to use that fire for? To warm himself up, or to cook something, to have light in the house, whatever it is. That's mutter by truma. That, however, is prohibited by Maaser Sheni and by Bikurim. That if those two, Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, if they become tamei, he cannot go and use it. If you look at the last Rashi here on the Amid, which is about six lines before the end, Bilu osu levar mehen betuma letanik hama demakish Bikurim lemaiser lechol mili. Like we'll see in the Amid Beis, based on a Hekish. Havali lemisti, shouldn't it, the Mishnah also said, vi osu lehadlik mehen im nitma'u, that if either the Maaser Sheni or the Bikurim became tamei, you're not allowed to be madlik mehen, you're not allowed to make a fire. The ain't to mosan, mati rasan, lihavara. The fact that they became tamei, I can't eat it any longer, but that doesn't give you a hetzer to go and burn it. We don't say, maybe that din of Maaser Sheni, that you can only use it for eating and drinking, and perhaps even sicha, because sicha is doimel ishtia, v'tovay k'mayin b'kirbay, v'chashemen b'atzmoysav. That's how we learn that sicha is b'chal shtia. But maybe that's only if it's tar. Aval heicha, the nitma, d'lechozi le'achila. Maybe yadlik, maybe you can go and use it for hadlaka. No, also levayr b'tomay. Kidachsev, loy v'arti mimenu b'tomay. That's part of the vidui that the person says when he's being mavayr the Maaser Sheni, Biarte Kodesh Menabayis, Gam Safa Levi, etc., etc. And then he says, Leichalti Vioini Mimenu, Vloi Viarti Mimenu Betame. And it doesn't say this by Bikurim, but Bikurim, again, he learns the Hekish because it's called Trumas Yedecha, as we'll see on the Amid Beis.
So, one second,
let's finish the Rashi. Masha Enki Metruma, to Tumasa Mati Rosa Behavora, that if you have Truma Temeya, You have, for instance, shemen. You can use it to make a fire. Ki alfa kamam bishmaitan, like we'll see on the Amid base. Why doesn't it say that in the Mishnah? Well, because the Mishnah is Mishayir. It doesn't list every single possible difference between one and the other. What's your question?
So if Maiser Sheni becomes Tameh, what do? You can't burn it?
You can burn it, but you can't have a no.
Okay, just a beer with hana as opposed to beer.
Exactly. The Oichla now, the Omid base, we have yet a second Nafkimina. Nafkimina is Betumas Atzman. What's my Tumas Atzman? Tumas Atzman is Lafuke, not that the Koyin or the individual became Tomei, but rather that the goods became Tomei. In the case of the Chafetz, right. Whether you're talking about the Truma, or the Maaseh Sheni, or the Bikurim. Now what's the halacha? If the person himself happens to be Tohoyer, and he eats now Truma, which is Tamei, or he eats Maaseh Sheni, which is Tamei, or Bikurim, which is Tamei, there's a fundamental difference. What's the difference? The Gabe, the punishment. If you eat Maaseh Sheni, when you are Tohar, the Maaseh Sheni is Tamei, or you eat Bikurim, which became Tamei, then Loike, you get a din of Malkis. Masha'inkim, by Truma, there is no din of Malkis. By Truma, there's only a din of an Isser Lav, so you're not allowed to do it. But if you did it, there is no Malkis, and certainly there's no Misa, etc. The Misa we spoke about before was when the Kohen was Tamei, and the Truma was Tohar. Here we're talking about when the Truma is Tamei and the Kohen is Tohar. In such a case, there's only an Isser Asay. There's not even an Isser Lav, and therefore there is no Malkus. What is the Isser Asay? In Mechem, we're going to have it later on the Omer Aleph. If everybody will be patient, in Mechem, we'll get to it shortly. Anyway, these two Nafkiminis in the Mishnah Loiktani, why aren't they enumerated? Alba, so we see from that, Rabbeinu HaKodesh did not intend this Mishnah is to be totally exhaustive in explaining each and every possible chalik. Oh, so just like in the Sefer, same thing in the Reisha. What did we leave out in the Reisha? So it is certainly possible that an Orel might not be able, well, for sure, an Orel is not allowed to go and eat Truma and Bikurim. However, whether or not an Orel is able to eat Maaseh Sheni or not, I don't know. So why didn't the Mishnah enumerate it? Because we left out other things, so we left this one out as well. So we cannot be poishet arai, our shayla, and therefore the Gemara blives with an iboya deloy ifshita.
Usually the Tamashayim means in this actual discussion.
You're absolutely right, and therefore, Mendy, since I see this bothers you, if you go all the way to the bottom of the Omid, you're not supposed to really give out the end of the book.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, you see Omer Avashi, the last two lines. We're going to have Mitzvah in case of the Reisha as well. But in the meantime, we're going to suffice ourselves with a Shire in the Sefer. And the Gemara says, now, since we went through all of these halachas, maybe you can tell me some of the makoyrois of some of the halachas. So says the Gemara, we said back in the Mishnah, Vasurin li oine, which means both Truma, I'm sorry, both Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim are also li oine, Reb Shimon Matir. And Reb Shimon is only Matir on the Bikurim part, because in the Maaseh Sheni, everybody agrees it's also li oine, li achalti li oine mimenu. Minolahu, how do I know? Meaning, how does the Tanakhama know, and how does Reb Shimon argue? The Chassidus said in the Pasuk, Leisucha lecha b'sherecha, Masa de goncha b'sherecha b'sherecha. The Pasuk Pshat in this Pasuk is talking about the halacha that you have to bring Masa Sheni up to Yerushalayim to eat, and not only Masa Sheni, but also all Kodshim have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, even Kodshim Kalim. The Kodshim Kodishim, of course, have to be eaten within the Beis Hamikdash, but the Kodshim Kalim have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And therefore, leisucha lecha b'sherecha, if you live in Tel Aviv or Bnei Brak, you can't go and eat b'sherecha in the confines of your town or your city. What can you not eat? Masa degon chavitroish chavitzerecha, that's referring to the Masa Sheni. Uvachoyis b'kor chavitzenecha, if you brought a carbon b'chor, you gave it to the kohen, it has to be in Yerushalayim. And then b'chol nederecha asher tidor, if you brought a carbon and neder, b'chol nedvisecha, you brought a nedova. These are kabbonis. You have to go and bring it, and you have to eat in Yerushalayim. And then the pasuk ends off, Usrumas Yodecha. The woman means Srumas Yodecha, and the Gemara Darshan, the Yom Amar, Trumas Yodecha, that means Bikurim. Why does that mean Bikurim? Because you bring it in the Tenna, and the Tenna Biodecha, Therefore, they're using the term that a person brought up the tenet. Tenet means, of course, a basket. And he brings it, biyodecha, in his hands. So here, too, it says, Trumas Yodecha, we learn, Yodecha, Yodecha, give him a hand, that the Trumas Yodecha is referring to Bikur. Okay, so that's fine. The Bikurim has to be in Yerushalayim. I understand that. But now, since they're both brought together in the very same pasuk, the Iskish Bikurim LaMaisar, I have a Hekish. Ma Maisar also Lioinen, just like Maisar said the Ferish. Liachal Tivioinen Mimeno. A Bikurim are also Lioinen, and that was the Mokar of the Tanakham. And then you remember that Barry asked in the Amud Aleph, it doesn't say Truma Sidacha, shouldn't it be called Truma? And that's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, Truma Karina Rachmana. The Torah calls it Us Truma Sidacha. It could have said Bikurim by the fact that it called Truma to tell you that it has the same halacha like a Truma. Ma Truma Muteres Lioinen, Af Bikurim Mutal Lioinen, just like Truma can be eaten by an Oinen. How do I know that Truma can be eaten by an Oinen? We learned that a few days ago in the Gemara, because it says, V'chol Zor Lo Yoichal Boy. So therefore, a person who, a koyin, who is an oinain, is allowed to eat truma. And here it says, truma siyadecha, edecha truma. So therefore it has the same din as truma, according to Reb Shimon, then oinain is allowed to eat it after all. And that's the basis for that machlekes. Ma truma utayas la'oinain, abikul mutal
la'oinain. Time of the crow, Reb Shimon.
Okay, I don't know if you have to say, here's now, it's time of the crow. Here has to do with the fact that it's the same word. Truma and truma. Now the Gemara continues on. Vushteit vait in the Mishnah. Chayovin bebiur. We already explained there's a din of biur in the fourth year and in the seventh year, which according to the Tanakhama applies both to Maaser Sheni and to Bikurim. Maaser Sheni, it says in the Pasuk, Vloi v'arti mimenu v'tamei. You have to do a biur. And I was careful when I did the biur not to do the biur when it was tamei, not have hanoah from that biur. In other words, like we discussed on the Amud Aleph. So chayav be, and of course, again, the Tanakhama is makish the posik of Masa de Goncha to Trumas Yedecha being Bikurim, so Bikurim has the exact same din, and that's what the Gemara is going to tell us. And Reb Shimon disagrees, because again, he holds that it's called Truma. So that's nochmo the same machloek v'chayav be, Reb Shimon poiter, again, Reb Shimon patters from biur the Bikurim. Not the Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is saved befeirish. The Levi Arts of Menabatama, you gotta do beer. Anyway, says Dr. Yimura, again, the Tanakama Mar Makish, he makes a heckish one to the other because of the apostle Isucha Lechel Bisharecha, or Mar Loi Makish, and the other one doesn't hold of that heckish. Dr. Yimura, what's the final things that we said at the end? The Osulavayim Mehen Betuma, the Oichle Betumas Atzman Loike, those are the two differences which are not enumerated. Those are the ones that the ton of the Shire. Minolan, how do I know those? Chilukim. The sign. So now we're going to take each one at a time. The first one is Oslevayr Mehen Bituma. That when you are burning the Maaser Sheni, make sure that you don't do it when it's Tameh and have Anoah at that time. The sign it says in the price of Shimon Oimer, Levi Arti Mimenu Bitameh, Bein Shani Tameh Vuhutor, Bein Shani Tor Vuhutameh. Since the Pasuk says of the Arti Mimenu Bitameh, it's not specific as to who is the Tameh. Is it the individual that's Tameh and the goods are Tahirim, or is it the other way around? Or to use your favorite parlance, is it the Gavra or the Chafta that is Tameh? It doesn't say. So therefore, says Reb Shimon, since it doesn't say, we'll just assume across the board. Bein Shani Tameh that the individual is Tameh v'hu Tor, and the Maaser Sheni was Tor. Or Bein Shani Tor, the individual was Tor, and the Maaser Sheni was Tameh. Therefore, he makes the statement, Rabbi Yisai, I was very careful. This, of course, applies to the Maaser Sheni. And if you hold the same hekesh as before, the same thing will also apply to Bikur. So Timar v'heicha muzer al achilosoi. Where does it say that someone, not that someone is tummy, or in both cases, we will assume at this moment. V'heicha muzer al achilosoi. Where does it say that one cannot eat Maaser Sheni bituma? Says Reb Shimon, Eini yodea, chveis nisht. I see that he has to make a statement. Levi Artim in Abitami. I was careful, I didn't. But where does it say you're not allowed to? Vushtaitos, that you're not allowed to have Ano, you cannot eat it when it's Tamei. Says the Gemara, Tumas Aguf Behejik Sivbei. Reb Shimon was not referring to Tumas Aguf. Tumas Aguf means that he himself was Tamei. That Dushtei Befeirish. Nefesh Shetigaboy, the Tama Ado Orev, Vlioichumen Akodeshim, Kim Rachat Besore Bam Moyim. Now, although this pasuk refers to kodshim, it's really referring to maaser sheni. How do I know that it's referring to maaser sheni? Because lemoshel, if it was referring to truma, which we've had a number of times that the term kodshim in the Torah is referring to truma, then it wouldn't say kimrochet psorah b'moim. That's not enough. You have to wait to vo'ah shemesh v'tayer. You have to wait till Herev Shemesh, right? You always remind me that, Daniel, that by a Kohen, if he wants to eat Truma and he is Tameh, he goes to the mikveh, he becomes a Tvul, and he can only start eating after Herev Shemesh. But here it doesn't say that. It says, you just go to the mikveh, you go and eat it immediately. It's a Simon, says Rashi, that this is referring, therefore, to Maaser Sheni. And what does it say? Nefesh HaShatigah boy, a person who touches it, V'tomar Oreh, V'lo Yoichal, he can't go and eat from the Kodeshim. In other words, he, the individual, nefesh, tigaboy, touches the veila, sheretz, whatever, he becomes tummy ad arev, don't eat the kodshim, don't eat the maaser sheni. Oh, so I see that tumas hakuf, befeidah shalav, lo yochum and the kodshim, nothing to discuss. So I bazoi, so what did Reb Shimon say? Hecha muzer alechilosei eni yodea, he certainly wasn't referring to tumas hakuf. So tumachin kamaboyle, tumas atzmoy minay. Tumas atzmoy means again the chavza, that the Maaser Sheni becomes Tameh. Where does it say that in the Pasuk? Tameh lo yimar lo yisucha lechel b'sherecha maas degoncha t'roishcha v'yitzarecha. Well, that only tells you that it cannot eat Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Right. Doesn't say anything about Tumah v'tahara. Ulalon o'ayim, but I have another Pasuk. Now this other Pasuk is talking totally from left field, having nothing to do with Maaser Sheni. What it's referring to is psulei ha-mukdoshim. So the mikdasha means that I had originally a carbon. That carbon unfortunately became a balmum. As a result of becoming a balmum, I cannot bring it for a carbon anymore. I have to be poided. And after I'm poided, I can take the money and I can go and use it to buy a new carbon. And after I'm poided, this old kodshim now becomes similar to, not exactly, becomes similar plus. To, yeah, exactly, chulim plus. And what's one of the halachas of the chulim plus? Misherecha techlenu. You can eat it wherever. Just like if you are eating venison. Did you ever have venison? I don't think I had it either. They say that it's tougher than regular meat. But it's kosher, obviously, if a person shechted it. Okay. Here it's telling us that these psuli ha-mukdoshim, it's different than kodshim. Kodshim, you have to be careful not to eat it chas v'shalom b'tumah. Here, however, you can go and eat these psuli ha-mukdoshim that you were appointed. Ha-tomei va-tori yachtov can eat it together. You know what means together? It doesn't mean the tummy at one end of the table and the Torah at the other end of the table. V'ton Rabbi Shmuel afil etom v'tor oichon al shulchan echad bikora achas.
Same plate.
Nebuch, there was poverty. They didn't have separate settings. They ate it from the same plate. Now, it's obvious that if the tummy is eating from this plate, eventually he's going to go and touch the food as well as the kara, and everything is going to become tameh. And the Torah is eating it together with him, so he's eating tumah. Oy vavoy! By psuli ha-mikdoshim, that you're a poida, it's not a problem. It's just like when you eat chulin, you can eat chulin, unless you're a makbet, of course, to eat everything that you eat, b'tahara. But otherwise, there's no isur in eating chulin, which is tameh. Ve'im l'choshish, and there's nothing to worry about, nothing to be choshish. So therefore, that's the pasuk by psuli ha-mikdoshim. Now that pasuk begins bisharecha. So you think in your mind bisharecha. Oh, bisharecha means you can eat psuli ha-mikdoshim like chulin betumah, no problem. Now v'kom rachmana. Let's go back to our first pasuk where it says leisucha lechel bisharecha. So even though parshipshat that's referring to don't eat it in Tel Aviv and Bnei Brak. However, what the Gemara darshins is ahu di amri lechahosam bisharecha teichlenu. There by the psuli ha-mikdoshim, which is like chulin, which I said that you can eat it betumah. Here, hacha, loy teichachu lila b'chas, don't eat it b'sherecha. In other words, don't eat it b'sherecha-like, which means the package deal of tamei v'tahar, because you're not allowed to go and eat the maaser sheni, which became tamei. Just like over there, the psulim mikdashim became tamei, because it's in the same plate, and the tamei is touching it. The tahar is allowed to eat it. Here, when you're talking about maaser sheni, you're not allowed to leisucha lechel b'sherecha, don't eat that b'sherecha type with the tummy v'tohar yachtav. Aha. So that's how I know, says the Gemara, that the din of the v'arti menem b'tomei and the first chilik that we made that was not enumerated in the Mishnah, that ilu osir levayr mehen b'tomei, you're not allowed to eat them and have anor from them b'tomei. Where does it say that? I have the two psukim. One pasuk which is talking about the tumas haguf, that the person is tameh, nefesh shetiga by the tama v'layechol merakadoshim. And now we have the other case where the chefza, where the ma'aseh sheni became tameh, that I learned from Bisharecha, Bisharecha.
Can you just a little nekudah? So that we had the time of Rav Shimon Omer, Lebiarti Menu Betuma. Rav Shimon there is talking about
Bein Shani Tamei V'Hu Tor, Bein Shani Tor V'Hu Tamei. You're not allowed to have a no'ah from that beer. You're not allowed to eat it when it's Tamei. You're not allowed to be madlik when it's Tamei and right. Have a no'ah.
Okay, so there we're talking about Meiser Sheni.
That's the pasuk, yeah.
And Bikurim?
Bikurim, if you learn the Hekesh.
Okay, now, but yet, we said of Shimon Poter earlier. I'm having the trouble grabbing this. Earlier,
we're not saying necessarily that Rav Shimon agrees to that Mishnah, that this Isser applies across the board, both by Mas Sheni and Bikurim. We're just trying to establish where the din of Tumas Atzman is loike, legabi the din of Mas Sheni. So I have to find a loy somewhere that you're not allowed.
Right.
So I found two loys. One pasuk is Nefesh Shetiga by Tumas Arif, V'loy Yoichel Min HaKadoshim. So it tells you that there's a din of osel avar mehenu b'tumah, and this din of tumah applies both whether he is tameh and whether
chayfis for the gavra. But Rav Shimon, when we say in this brisa, Rav Shimon Omer, yeah. Rav Shimon is the same Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who is also poter,
and who's the yard site of today.
Right. But he's poter, so it feels like he is explaining something, but he's
Rav Shimon is not going in our Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that they're two different. In fact, the Mishnah leaves it out. Says va'asa levayim mehen b'tumah. We are assuming that the Tana of our Mishnah will hold that this applies not only to the din of Master Sheni, but also to the din of Bikurim. Because if it only applies to Master Sheni and not Bikurim, then that wouldn't be an appropriate exception that was left out in the enumeration of the differences between Master Sheni Bikurim and Truma. So now, putting Bikurim aside for a moment, how do I know the Master Sheni? In fact, it's Osir Levar Mimenu Betumah. You know that I have a no when it becomes Tameh, and you're not allowed to then either eat it or drink it or be madlik it. All of that is prohibited. How do I know? Reb Shimon says, I have a pasuk. The item in a betame. Ben Shani Tamei Utara, Ben Shani Tamei Utara. Always, you're not allowed to. Now, this is not an Isra Lav. This is part of his vidui. Liachalti va'oni mimeno is very careful not to eat the Master Sheni Baninas. For the item in a betame, he didn't have a no betuma. So either I was tummy or the Master Sheni was tummy. So that's fine. That's beautiful. Whether or not I say that also applies to Bikurim, that's not the discussion of Reb Shimon. The Mishnah holds that it both would be the same. And could be that if the Mishnah would bring that halacha, Reb Shimon would be poiter on Bikurim. But that's not the focus. Again. We're only talking about the Master Sheni. And about the Master Sheni, we need to know, once again, how do I know there's a lav? The artim and betami, even though it says loy, that's not a lav. That's just a statement, part of his vidui. So the lav I have that if he is Tomei, and the Master Sheni is Tor. I learned from Lo Yoichal Men HaKadoshim Kim Rochet Pesorim Amoyim. And how do I know that if he is Tor and the Master Sheni is Tomei, then I learned from Leisuch Alech L'Bishirach. Okay, it's good.
So I guess because earlier we had Rav Shimon as the dissenting opinion.
Right.
So he's saying it doesn't apply to Bikurim.
It doesn't say what he would hold. However, if we had to speculate, and we'd have to use conjecture, we would say, presumably he would hold the same thing over here too. That just like before, he did not learn the Hekesh from Master Sheni to Bikurim.
So too here, okay.
Yes, so we would assume. But it's hard to say because you're now speculating about something that doesn't say. If it would say in the Mishnah, another...
Because it was omitted.
Because this was omitted, so that in fact is how we were poached our Shaila, that you can't be poached at a Shaila
because it's Tanav Shire. Okay.
But
okay.
Had it been said in the Mishnah, very possibly Ravina Kodesh would have written that also Levar Mehen Betoma, Vereb Shimon Poitas, Ken Zaina would say, Ken Zaina Nish. We don't know.
It's just we had Reb Shimon as the dissenting opinion of the Mishnah, and now we're using Reb Shimon to bring the source of the other thing.
Reb Shimon was a very nice person. He said, I'll be on their side as well to tell you what Master Sheni is.
Okay.
But when it comes to Bikurim,
my opinion, I stick to my guns.
Then we'll fight it out.
Okay.
Okay, the mashenkim betruma minolan. How do I know betruma that you are allowed to go and be mavir betruma? For instance, if shemen truma became tomei, I'm allowed to use it for halakas haner. So the mashenkim betruma, that's again the omission. How do I know minolan? I'm Rabbi Yechon, the Amakra. Levi arta mimanu betomei. Mimanu yata mavir. Masa sheni, you can't be mavir betruma. Avata mavir shemen shel truma shenitma. That you are allowed to do. So in other words, it doesn't say befeirish, it's just based on a diuk from the mimenu. Frank Timara, since it only says mimenu, the aim of mimenu, we atam aver, abba atam aver, shemen shol, koidish enitma. What happens if I have shemen that were makdish, it was in a klisharis in the base of Migdash, and now it became tamei? How do I know that there too? I don't know anything, it doesn't, there's no posik. So maybe I should go and say that's what the mimenu comes to exclude. Like the ar to mimenu, be masu sheni, you're not allowed to. However, maybe Shemeshol Kodesh in it, well, you are allowed to. Says, you want, come on, how is that possible? Lav kava chaymeru. Madach maser akal omre toyo leviyarti memena betame. Did you got to be careful by maser sheni not to have anoa when it becomes tame? Kodesh chomo lekoshet. Chavad and avad lekoshet. Pray tomorrow.
Obviously.
Ihochi truma nami kava chaymeru. Isn't truma also?
Right, you are allowed to burn it betuma.
And how do we know that truma you're allowed to burn a bitumah? Haksa mimenu, because I have this exclusion of the mimenu. So frekti mamara isa. Maybe I should say the reverse. Leave the mimenu to go and tell us that only masa sheni and not allowed to have hanoa bitumah, but kodshim you are, because it says the art of mimenu, mimenu atamaver, avatamaver, shemen shal koidish. Ah, you're going to tell us about the kavachayim. The kavachayim would be the gadin of truma. The madach, you're not allowed to go and have hanoah from Maaseh Sheni, you can now have hanoah from truma. In other words, a role reversal. Instead of learning the Kal V'chaim to teach us kodshim, and the mimenu to exclude truma, let's go and learn the Kal V'chaim to be marba the truma, and use the mimenu to exclude the kodshim from this din of having hanoah b'truma. So truma mistavra kodesh l'matina. It doesn't. It's not. The svara tells us kodesh we should not be mamayit shekain because we have pancakes. What size pancakes? There are six chumras that Kodesh has over Truma, as well as Maaseh Sheni. What are those six? You have the din of Pigel, if you had a machshava chutzimani, chutzim koyimai. No, if you left it over the time period of a day or two, that you're allowed to eat it. It's called korban. So what difference does that make that it's called korban? So Rashi says that it's korban lehavioi lefnim. You have to bring it inside the base of Migdash. There's no such din by Maaseh Sheni, and there's no such din by Truma to bring in the base of Migdash. It's a korban. You have to be makrabit as a korban. And you have also, there's a din of Me'ila. That's the ayin of the pancakes. That's the reason why it doesn't say pei nun kuf with a mem, because then you wouldn't be able to say pancakes. So therefore, Me'ila, that you're moil behegdash if you go and have hano, kores, that's a real bad stuff. That you have a din of kareis when it comes to karbonis. If you eat a karbin betumas haguf, and chas v'shalom, the person gets kareis. The also li oinin, and it's also for an oinin. So all of these things apply to kodshim. Do not apply to truma. There's no din of truma of pigel, nuiser, karbin, meila, kareis. None of these things apply. And that being the case, if I want to go and learn a kavachayim from Maaseh Sheni, I'd rather learn a kavachayim. It's just like the arts of men and betomei, you're not allowed to have anor when you're being mavar and betomei, maser sheni, kal v'choymer to kachim, but not truma. Frank Timur, I don't have a truma limatina. Because truma is also much more chomor than kachim. In four respects, shekin machbaz. What's machbaz? Again, Rosh Tevis. Misa, v'choymish, v'ein lo pidyoin, v'asura v'zorim. That what? That if a person goes, and you have a zor, who goes and eats from truma, chas v'shalom is a din of misa, like we spoke about in the Amud Aleph. If he ate it b'shogeg, he has to be moiser v'chaymish. Ve'ein lo pidyon, there's no way that you can possibly be poided. Koich kochim, however, you can be poida, for instance, if he gets a mum, and things like that nature. But you can never be poided truma. Truma remains truma forever. V'asur l'zarim, you can't go and give it to a zar. Masha'ein kein, karbonis can be eaten, l'mushal gabi v'kahana. So what do I see from all of this? So that truma has four chumras that kachim don't have. So therefore, maybe I should go and learn the kal v'chumra from Maaseh Sheni to the two truma and not to kachim. The truma hanam lefisha. Pancakes are six. Machpaz is four. So if I want to go and say, I'm going to learn a Kal V'chomer L'chumra, it's more mistaver to go and go from Maaser Sheni to Kodshim rather than Maaser Sheni to Truma. And therefore I'm going to learn the Mimenu to exclude the Truma. V'boy Yisayman, no Chamshat. Koris Adifa, the fact that if you have a person who goes and eats Kodshim B'shoyik, I'm sorry, Kodshim B'tumah, there's a din of Kores. Kores is really big time, big stuff. That overrides all the other chumrisim. You don't have to go six against four. Rather, I'm going to learn from Maaser Sheni to the din of Kodshim, because that's so chumr, din of Kores. Therefore, you cannot be Mavaira B'tumah. Mashayin Kim Legabi Tumah, I'm going to learn the Mimeno that you can be Mavaira B'tumah.
And then hold on. We had earlier in the Masechta, Rabbi Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, about Misigdei Shemayim versus Kares regarding.
And which is worse?
Well, the Kares seems to be worse from this Gemara.
Kares is always worse.
Okay.
It's worse for one of two possible reasons.
Because of children as well, Kares for Ariri, right?
If you hold that Kares includes Ariri, then that's certainly worse. Right. And number two is the years. By Kares, it says that it's already age 50, and the Misigdei Shemayim is age 60.
Okay.
Anyway, the Gemara finally continues on. This is the final chilek between Maaser Sheni and potentially Bikurim, as opposed to Truma, which is not mentioned in that Mishnah. And based on that, we said, my Shaya, the High Shaya, ton of a Shaya, that case. What is that case? That if a person eats Betumas Atzman, Tumas Atzman means that the Chavtsa became Tomei, other than Maaser Sheni, or the Bikurim, like he gets Malkus. Mashen ki Betruma, where there is no Malkus, because it's only an Isser Aseh. So now, how do I know this is Taka, a Lav, if you go and eat a Betumas Atzman? Well, that was the Gemara that we just had. Leisucha lechel b'sherecha, and b'sherecha teichlenu, hatamu v'tar yachtav. That that you're allowed to do by Chulin. And psuli amigdashim, you're allowed to eat a Betumah. Here, leisucha lechel b'sherecha. So it's crystal clear that that's the halacha. That's the Isra Lav that you have with the Gabe Maaser Sheni, and assuming that you learn the Hekish, the same thing would apply to Bikurim. The question is, where do I have the Isra by Truma? I don't have an Isra Lav. What the Isra is, and again, we're not talking about that the person is Tummy, we're talking about that the Truma is Tummy. How do I know Maaser Sheni B'Truma Milka Hudu Leiloki? Ha Isura Ika. Obviously, you hold that there is an Isur, Minol Halei know it's awesome. Which means toichal oisai. Oh, toichal oisai lezeh, meaning by the psule hamikdashim, for loyli acher, and not for something else. What is that something else? Truma. That you're not allowed to eat truma when the truma itself is tummy. Now, it doesn't say over here a loy. It says a positive. B'sherecha teichlenu, you're allowed to eat the psuli amikdashim b'tumah. And from that essay, it doesn't really mean essay, but it means from that positive statement, excuse me, I learn up that by truma you're not allowed to. So that's what we call a lav haba mechlal asay, and therefore it's only an isser asay, and an isser asay, there's no din of malkis. With this, we've now concluded all of the mekoyrois for that Mishnah, even things that were not listed, enumerated in the Mishnah. Now, to get back to Mendi's Kasha, the Mendi said that normally when you have Tana Mishayer, you're Mishayer in the same group of cases as opposed to saying, well, not in the Reisha, but in the Sefer. Says Ravashi, in fact, in the Reisha itself are also missing a case. In fact, two halachas. Am Ravashi Mireisha Nam Yisham Esmina, the Tana Mishayer. Why? But like Tani, Lechoyer, it should have said, remember in the Mishnah Mesachlis, Maaser Sheni, it says, Hatruma vabikurim chayoven aleyen misa choymish, etc. Maaser ein kein b'maaser. What could it have said? So tomorrow v'mehagin b'shar shnei shavua. The din of truma and bikurim applies all 6 years of the 7 year Shemitah cycle. Every single year you have to give bikurim. To attach the gemi around the first fruits and you bring it to Yerushalayim, and you have to give truma to the kohen. But Maaser Sheni, it's only in first year and second year, fourth year and fifth year, because the third and the sixth year you give Maaser Oni and not Maaser Sheni. So therefore, that's a chumra. But in Hag B'Shar Shnei Shavua, that all 6 years, and here it's only four out of the six. And also the Ein Lam Pidyon, there's no way that you can be poida either truma or bikurim. Once it has a status of truma bikurim, you have to give it in its form. No way of being poida. Mash enki b'masri sheini. Number one, as we said, there's no din of third year and sixth year. And number two, you can be poided. Oh, so that's another cooler. So why didn't we enumerate those two? So you see the Mishnah is not exhaustive on not only on the Sefer, but even in the Reisha. And therefore when we ask, why doesn't it say a distinction, the Gabi Orel? It could be that there is a distinction, it just wasn't listed. Or maybe there is no distinction, so there's no way of being poshed it. Shema mi know that there's both a shire in the Reisha, besides the shire in the Seifa.
We do have a law by Truma Tmeya, when it's the Chayfetz, because it says...
Gentlemen, nice seeing all of you. You can all continue to listen. Barry has a question. We're done, and we're going to continue. We had a strong minion, and we sang at the top of our lungs, Bar Yechoi and Omer Bekiva, and we missed you, Brother Shai, because we were expecting to see you being part of the festive moments when we're singing those great lofty Nigurim. Anyway, but the...
Other opportunities, hopefully.
And Miyat Hashem, and the Neshama, and the Zeicha of Reb Shimon Bar Yechoi, Shimon Megan, for everybody, Chus Yegamei. Have a good day, David, Shlomo, Brother Shai, and everyone else.
We're saying here that the issur of